Time to meet the men from the ministry. Come for another canter down the corridors of power with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, Sheila Wilcox, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In ministry offices, dedicated men spend long hours toiling at the policies which shape our lives. Their rewards are not wealth or fame, but the satisfaction of a job well done and the pleasure of hearing those moving words so dear to every civil servant's heart.
Stroke of three, lovely cup of tea.
What? Ah, is it 3 o'clock already? My word, how time flies when you're busy.
Seems strange when Mr. Lamb's away, doesn't it? Mm. The place is so quiet without him falling off his swivel chair or catching his nose in the duplicating machine. Oh, by the way, Mr. Lennox Brown, you said there was something you wanted me to do for you.
Did I say there was something I... Yes, I know what it was. The Permanent Undersecretary's Charlady of the Year Award.
Do what?
Oh, Mildred, Sir Gregory has a plan to boost the morale of the ministry cleaners, you see. Haven't you heard?
No.
He is giving the cleaners a big tea party next Wednesday, and there'll be a presentation to the Charlady of the Year.
Oh.
Yes, it's nice, isn't it? Yes, the presentation will be made by, well, Mr. Lamb or myself, you see. Now, we shall be handing the lucky lady an inscribed bucket with soap and scrubbing brush. And I dare say there'll be a few well-chosen words.
Yeah, I'll bet there will.
The thing is, you see, I'm not at all used to buying buckets and things, Mildred. I wondered if you'd do it for me, would you? Take the money from the petty cash.
Righty-ho, sir. I'll do it today on my way home.
Thank you.
Oh, my dear fellow, here you are. I want a confidential word in your ear, Lennox Brown. Miss Murfin?
Yeah? You two go right ahead. I'll try not to listen.
Miss Murfin, I think you'd better leave us. This is a private matter.
Righty-ho, then.
A private matter, you say, Sir Gregory?
Yes, a matter of some delicacy.
Ah, well, now, if it's about you and Miss Bentwater, I'd rather not hear some. I mean, what I don't know, I mean, I can't be accused of repeating.
So. Who can be absurd, man? I simply find Miss Bentwater an efficient shorthand typist. She takes things down faster than the other girl.
Gregory, I did ask.
Actually, I've just bought a little surprise for a birthday next week.
Oh.
Crate of champagne. No sense in being stingy, what?
Oh, it's most generous, Sir Gregory.
Oh, got it half price at the customs and excise confiscation party. Oh. Anyway, the business. The reason I'm here is to talk about next Wednesday, a very important day, Lennox Brown.
Indeed, sir, indeed. The day of the Charlady's Tea Party.
The day of the state opening of Parliament.
Yes, that's quite important too, yes.
There have been rumours of a plan to steal the crown jewels.
Good grief.
The crown and the orb and sceptre have been removed from the tower to be cleaned for the state opening.
Oh.
And it's thought an attempt might be made to snatch them when they're being returned.
Well, they'll be heavily guarded, surely.
Ah, now, this is the point. Criminals these days are so highly organized they can penetrate any security devices, however sophisticated.
Would you like a cup of tea while you're here, sir?
It's felt that the best way to guard the crown jewels during these tricky few days is not to draw attention to their whereabouts by elaborate security arrangements, but rather to leave them reasonably protected somewhere no one would ever dream they'd be.
Or coffee, if you'd prefer.
In fact, it's been decided to keep them in some insignificant ministry office, some dusty backwater, the last place the villains would look.
Yeah, an insignificant office. Yeah.
The most insignificant. Yours.
Mine. Mine?
Well, they thought the most insignificant office in Whitehall was yours, and they're right.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
Now, on Monday, the crown jewels will be brought here by the security firm Rent-A-Fist.
You mean you're to keep them till they're wanted for Her Majesty on Wednesday?
Correct. You won't be here on your own, will you?
No, sir, no, no. Lamb's back from leave on Monday.
Ah, yes, yes. Well, after a week off, he should be fighting fit.
Yes. Yes, you...
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to see you again, Mr. Lamb. What about the weather?
Well, there was a lot of rain, but the wind was so strong it didn't land. What's been happening while I've been away?
Nothing much, same as usual. There's a tea party for the ministry char ladies on Wednesday.
Oh, yes, I heard about that before I left.
Yeah, the canteen's making hundreds of their special sausage rolls. There'll be three for everyone, or more if they're unlucky.
Well, isn't it to be some sort of presentation?
Yes, yes. I bought the bucket and the brush and the soap and I... Oh, blimey.
What is it?
I just remembered. It's all at home. Mr. Lennox Brown wants it here tomorrow and I've got the day off.
Oh, don't worry, Mildred. We'll send a messenger to your house tomorrow morning. He can pick it up.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Lamb.
And talking of presentations, Mildred, I've brought you a present from Tar Beach.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you haven't.
I have, I think. Yes, I have. I left it in the inner office. I'll just go...
Ah, there you are, too. We've an urgent job to do now. Come into the inner office and I'll explain.
Yeah, right, Ron.
Mildred, you'd better nip off early. You can go as soon as you've typed my expenses.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, don't forget to include that fiver I lost on the 2:30. Put it down to, promoting race relations. Now then, too, Sir Gregory is making us look after... Listen to this. Yeah. Making us look after... The crown jewels. Here, in this office, for 48 hours.
The crown jewels?
Yes.
Here?
Mm.
Our safe hasn't even got a door.
Stand by, you two. The security men are here with the, you know what.
Haven't they brought the crown jewels, then?
No, shut up. Let me handle this, will you?
Come in, gentlemen. All is clear in here.
Are you sure, sir? Who's that horrible, suspicious character lurking behind the fire bucket?
Oh, that's Mr. Lamb. He's quite harmless.
There's the precious box, then. Sign here, please, and once you've signed, you've got full responsibility.
Oh. Ah, yes. Well, in that case, you'd better sign, Lennox Brown.
What, Mr. Gregory? You see, I would sign, of course, definitely, but, you see, I can't seem to find my pen. I'll tell you what, I suggest Lamb signs for them.
Lamb! Come over here and sign this form at once.
You want me to sign the form?
Yes, just there, if you will, sir.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll be off, then. Good luck, sir.
Well done, Lamb. You now have complete responsibility.
Have I? For what?
The crown jewels.
Oh, glory.
Now listen, both of you. Although Lamb has signed, you're both responsible. And you'll have no trouble if you just behave normally.
Behave normally?
Well, as normally as either of you ever do behave. No one would dream the jewels are here. That's why they're in this ordinary cardboard box. I'll take reasonable safety measures, but no fuss. I shall collect them on Wednesday. Till then, they're yours. Now remember, act normally.
Yes. Well, I suppose it's an honour in a way.
And it's only for 48 hours.
Yes, so we'd better make the best of it. Now, as the safe has no door to, tell you what, we'll put the box on the shelf over there.
Right, everyone. And we could pin brown paper on the windows so that the people can't look in.
Good idea, that. Very good idea. Look, I'll try and find something suitable.
It'll stop Miss Lusty of Pensions peering from behind her window box.
Here we are. Now, you hold that end and I'll fix the drawing pin. Got it? Right.
I'm off then, like you said, sir.
Yes, very well, Mildred. Thank you. Hold it up a bit.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, did you say you had a present for me from Tarby?
Yes, Mildred, it's on the shelf. Help yourself. Another pin there, don't
well, thanks,
you think?
Mr. Lamb. Yeah. I'll open it when I get home.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. We'd better cover that bit up there, too.
Oh,
look,
yes.
That bit up there, you see. Mm-hmm. I mean, people could still see in, you know, from the top of Big Ben.
Oh, yeah. I'll see if I can find some more sensors for it.
Good idea. Ah, splendid. Well, that's a very good job done. By Jove, is that the time? 4:15 already?
We'd better go home at once, one. Sir Gregory stressed we must act normally.
Yes. Well, come on, let's go then. Ah, I'll tell you what. Tell you what we'll do. We'll leave the light on. You see, that'll deter any thief.
Good thinking. Yeah.
How did you get on at the office, Mildred? Oh, all right. Mr. Lamb's back from his holiday.
Holiday? Holiday? Why don't these layabouts do some work for a change?
Oh, don't be like that, Dad. They worked quite hard earlier this year. I think it was a Tuesday.
Layabouts, that's what they are. Loafing around while you do the work. I bet he didn't even bring you back a present from his holiday.
As a matter of fact, he did. I haven't had time to open it yet. It's in this big cardboard box.
Here, what's this game? I'm not having fancy men giving my daughter presents. I know his sort with the fast cars and the mohair suits, dazzling the girls with the smart aleck ways.
Dad, Mr. Lamb's not like that.
Oh, he's one of those, is he?
Now, come along, Mildred. Open the box and show us your present. Ooh, whatever can it be?
Ooh, very nice. It's a sort of historical hat, isn't it?
Yeah, like that crown Queen Elizabeth wore on the telly. Oh, it's lovely.
Ooh, and there's something else in there. Look, a sort of stick. And a ball thing covered in coloured stones.
They look almost like jewels.
Yeah, blooming plastic and glass, innit?
Whatever it is, it must have cost Mr. Lamb a fortune.
Nah, they don't cost nothing. Nothing. They give them away with a gallon of petrol.
Well, I think they're all lovely. Yeah. Can I borrow this crown thing to wear at the bingo tonight?
Yeah, you do that, Mum. You know, it suits you.
Ah, blooming rubbish, rubbish. It's all worthless, worthless.
Well, never mind, Dad. It's the thought that counts. It was very generous of Mr. Lamb to bring me back these knick-knacks.
Yes, now don't you spoil her fun, Dad. They mean as much to her as if they were the crown jewels.
Ah, hello, too. Fancy meeting you. You're in early.
So are you, Bun.
Yeah, well, I couldn't wait to make sure the you-know-whats are still, you-know-where. Besides, the 10:30 is a nice quick train. Right, just go in, come here.
After you, Van. Mildred isn't in yet.
No, she's having the day off, remember? You sort the post while I check the, you know what's are safe.
All right, Van.
Where did you say he'd left the box?
On the shelf next to the dartboard.
Oh, there's nothing here. It's just a small cardboard box with a label saying love to Mildred.
Let me see, Van. Look inside.
Well, inside there's some sort of ornament.
Oh, that's my holiday present to Mildred. A plaster model of the new Tar Beach bus station.
But I know. I heard you tell her to take it home last night. Grief. She couldn't. She did. She must have, too. Do you see what this means?
Yes. Well, almost. What does it mean?
Oh, you told her to take the box and you didn't say which, you great idiot. She's taken the crown jewels.
No, but Sir Gregory, I mean, we can't... Oh, I don't feel very well, one.
No, don't just stand there, boggling man. Find Mildred's address. Yes, we must go round there at once and get them back.
This historical hat of Mildred's made ever such a hit at the bingo last night. They said I looked like royalty.
Yeah, King Kong. Yeah, I wish Mildred wouldn't leave them lying around a table. I got no room for me football pools.
She's not wearing them today. Bernard's taken her to the pop festival, so she wanted something smarter. I'll put them in her room.
And what's this other box on the telly? I got nowhere to put me feet.
Oh, that's the presentation bucket and brush for some do at the ministry. Mildred had to buy them, but she made a mistake and left them at home here.
Yeah, if that's the rent man, we're not in.
No, it'll be someone from the ministry to collect this bucket and stuff. Mildred said they'd be coming. I'll go.
Well, tell them to keep the big feet off our geraniums.
Oh, good morning. Mrs. Murphy, isn't it?
Oh, it's Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb.
Yeah, good morning, Mrs. Murphy, yes.
You all right, Mr. Lamb? Your ears are twitching.
Yeah, I was rather worried, actually. We both are, you see. Now,
it's all right. Mildred made a mistake, didn't she? She said there'd be someone round.
Oh, she realised, did she?
Here's the box, all ready for you.
Oh, thank heavens.
Oh, my word. All in order?
Oh, yes, they're all there, all ready for the big day.
Yes. We have to get back to the ministry as soon as possible. Good day, Joe.
Goodbye, Mrs. Muffin.
Mind how you go. If you wait on the corner, there's a warden to see you across the road. What a fuss about a bucket and a brush.
Well, too, you got away lightly with that one.
That box isn't very light, one.
Never mind, the crown jewels are back in the office and no one need ever know they'd left it. Can you imagine what Sir Gregory would have done if we'd lost the crown jewels? Can you?
Oh, I'd rather not.
Yeah, something pretty gruesome, I can tell you.
Ah, oh, there you are.
Ah, hello, Sir Gruesome. Oh, dear, Sir Gregory.
Guarding the precious box, I see. Well, I'm here to relieve you of the tension. I now feel the jewels would be safer in my office for the next 24 hours.
I see, sir. Yes.
Then I can take them straight to the state opening of Parliament tomorrow. Oh. In the meantime, I'll keep them in my safe.
Sir Gregory, you can take this box with pleasure. Mm.
And to make room, I've had to move this case of champagne.
Champagne, Sir Gregory?
Yes, it's a little present.
Oh, Sir Gregory. Oh, you haven't. You shouldn't have.
I didn't. Mm. Not for you, Lamb. This is a surprise birthday present for Miss Bentwater. Well, as the jewels are going to my office, the champagne must come in here. Make sure you keep it in a cool place.
Oh, don't worry, Sir Gregory. We'll look after your champagne as well as we looked after the crown jewels.
I'm late, Mr. Lennox Brown. I didn't get to bed till 3 o'clock and Mum forgot to wake me this morning.
Yes, well, say no more about it, Mildred. I mean, we're grateful to you for spotting that silly mistake with the jewels.
Do what?
We were in an awful panic yesterday when we found you hadn't taken your present home.
But I did take my present home. I wore it on my head at last night's rave-up.
You wore the model bus station on your head?
The crown, Mr. Lamb. It kept slipping off when I had a go-go. And that jewelled stick thing got stuck up Bernard's nostril. But it's a lovely present.
Mildred, we thought you realised. That crown and stick thing are the crown and the royal sceptre, the crown jewels.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you are generous.
Mildred, it was all a mistake, you see. That wasn't my present. You took the wrong box.
Just a minute. Mildred, when did you say you wore those things?
Last night, when I got back from the pop thing.
But that's impossible. I mean, we collected them from your mother yesterday morning.
Oh, no, sir. When you came round, Mum gave you the box with the bucket and brush inscribed for the char ladies.
She did what? What? Glory. Oh, we've done it again.
Done what, sir?
We've given Sir Gregory the char ladies' presentation set to take to the opening of Parliament. We've got to do something. Where are you going to?
Out onto the fire escape. If I jump now, it'll save Sir Gregory having to push me later.
Come back here at once. Now, look, there's still time to sort this out. A little over an hour.
I'll ring up Sir Gregory, sir, and stop him going up there.
Yes. Good idea, Mildred.
May I speak to Sir Gregory Pitkin, please? Oh. Oh, he's gone to the Houses of Parliament to deliver a special box. Thank you. It's too late, he's gone.
Oh, you know,
pull yourself together. Oh. Nadgers will get us nowhere. No. Now, look, we dash down to Parliament at once and try to intercept Sir Gregory before he delivers the stuff.
And I'll go home and get the crown jewels, shall I?
Yes, please. Thank you. And bring them straight to Parliament and meet us by the south entrance. We've got that, the south entrance. Right. Now, come on, too. There's not a moment to lose.
Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Hello? Hello, switchboard? Just to say, this office will be empty for a couple of hours. What do you mean, what's the difference?
Where are they? Let me get my hands on them.
Sir Gregory, we thought you'd gone to Parliament.
I was on my way, but halfway down in the lift, I found this box does not contain the crown jewels at all. It contains a bucket, a brush, and a bar of yellow soap. Where are those two idiots? Where are the crown jewels?
Well, they're quite safe, Sir Gregory.
Oh, thank heavens.
They're round at my house.
What?
Well, it's all right. They're locked up.
That's better.
Yeah, I locked them in the bicycle shed.
In the bicycle shed?
Yes, I thought they'd be safer in there. There's been a lot of burglaries in our street lately.
Miss Murphy, we must keep calm. Come here. Now, we must get round at once to your bicycle shed, to your house, and collect the jewels. My car is waiting outside.
Righty-ho, sir.
And then we'll drive them straight to Parliament. We came very close to disaster there, Miss Murphy. But now we'll be all right.
I thought we might be all right, too, but it looks like disaster after all.
Where can Mildred have got to? And how did we miss Sir Gregory?
Well, we missed him because we took an hour to get here. Thanks to your wretched bike. You would insist on using the blessed thing. You know I hate sitting on the crossbar.
I didn't know we were going to get a puncture, did I?
Yeah, but why did you have to mend it? We could have walked here in 10 minutes. Well, they've all gone in. Sir Gregory will have handed over the wrong box. Yes, well, we'll just have to stop the whole ceremony.
Stop the Queen opening Parliament?
Well, she can't do it without the right regalia, can she, in front of all these important people?
I did bring something for the Archbishop's cushion.
What?
He kneels before the Queen with the crown on a cushion. As we haven't got the crown, I brought a sort of substitute.
Oh, stop dribbling too and follow me. The only thing is to stop the whole ceremony.
Viewers, as you've probably gathered, this is Forth Robinson here, bringing you the climax of this magnificent ceremony. And as you join us, the royal procession is just entering by the great door. And here's the procession now, led by the Lord Chancellor, followed by two page boys. Then comes the Archbishop, and behind him comes the Speaker, and then two bowler-hatted men waving umbrellas, and then... but wait a moment, I don't think they should be there. Several policemen are chasing them. Aha! My word! These pinstriped intruders are obviously fanatical members of the Home Rule for Whitehall movement. Aha, but they've been caught. Two policemen chased one down the aisle and grabbed him by the woolsack. Now the Archbishop kneels before Her Majesty and presents her with a covered velvet cushion. He removes the cover and the Queen raises it and... Oh, what's this? Perhaps with the help of TV's close-up camera, I can see what it is. Aha! Uh-huh. It's a plaster model, and underneath is written, "We're really going places at Tarbeach bus station."
Of all the crass, blundering stupidity, of all the idiotic, asinine incompetence...
You mustn't blame yourself, Sir Gregory.
Of course I'm not blaming myself. I delivered the crown jewels on time. The ceremony was proceeding as it's done for hundreds of years. And you and Lamb make us a laughingstock. And where is Lamb? Skulking in the map cupboard or opting out in the washroom?
He has gone to present the inscribed bucket and brush to the Char Lady of the Year.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm. Doing something right for once, is he?
And Miss Murfin has taken care of your case of champagne, taken it along to Miss Bentwater. We thought, in view of the day's upset, you might have forgotten, Susan.
Oh, well, thank heavens you have some sense of responsibility.
Your little note had become detached, but I stuck it back on, sir.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you.
Excuse me. Hello, Lennox Brown. Oh, Miss Bentwater. Yeah. May I wish you a very happy birthday? Yes. Pardon? Yes, Sir Gregory is here. For you, sir.
Hello, Daphne. Bunny here. Oh, you got my present, have you? What? I can do what with it? But it is. It has. Daphne, there's been a mistake. Now listen, my dear. Hello. She's gone.
Something wrong, Mr. Gregory?
I think you could say so, yes. Miss Bentwater did not receive my case of champagne. She, in fact, received the Charlady's bucket and brush.
And the soap.
And a large bar of yellow soap. To which you had affixed my message. I thought you could do with a spot of this.
I can't tell you how very...
And that is not all. The Charlady's bucket, which has now been presented on my behalf to Miss Bentwater. You remember the inscription?
For the ministry's number one scrubber.
Help, the Char Ladies are after me.
Whatever's happened to you two? Your clothes all torn and no shoes, you've got a black eye.
The Char Ladies, they're not used to all that champagne. They usually drink tea.
My champagne!
They've gone berserk. They got me down and tried to have their way with me. My past life flashed before my eyes. It was awful.
Lamb's right. The Char Ladies are running amok. I can see them on the roof of the Board of Trade. They've caught old Rudge by the ventilators.
They've gone wild and... and they've all handed in their notices.
Well, that settles it. You're fired.
Oh, hard luck, too. But I must say, you know, you deserved it.
You too, Lennox Brown. You're both sacked.
What, me, Sir Gregory? But I mean, can't we temper justice with mercy?
Well.
Yes.
On second thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps you're not sacked. Oh. I've thought of something better.
Oh. I can't take much more of this, too. I wasn't built for scrubbing floors.
I wouldn't mind one building, but the whole of Whitehall. Perhaps we could take a short break now. It is after midnight.
Yes, well, we might as well, as we're doing our own office.
Oh, I'll put the kettle on, man.
What's that box on your desk, over?
It came today from Buckingham Palace. It'll be the model of Tarbeach bus station.
Oh.
They said they'd be sending it back.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah, we'll open it up and fetch it over. Let's have a look.
They've done it up rather carefully. Oh, I say, we're not the only ones who get muddled. Guess what they've sent us?
Not...
Yes,
not...
The crown jewel.
Oh, no!
Yes, the crown jewel.
Oh, fool! You've got...
Crowned with glory as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham and Sheila Wilcox. The programme was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.